Hi everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. It's a Monday morning and it's freezing cold. My hands are almost blue. I thought I would take an early morning break. The sun is just coming up to get out and get some fresh air, take some steps in. No frost yet here, but won't be far away. And I wanted to talk about learning from your mistakes. So I live in Melbourne, Australia. And if you're unaware of this, we were the most locked down city in the world during COVID. We had six lockdowns, So the reason I'm pausing is I'm just walking past a driveway, and you know how they do the delivery of the newspaper? Well, here they used to roll them up, and you couldn't read them, and there was a flat one just there. And on the front page of the Herald Sun this morning, it's called Sinstagram. So obviously something has happened there that I'll follow up when I get home. So, morning. When we were locked down, it was over 300 days, I think, of lockdown. Now, as we're in autumn, middle of autumn, it's getting colder, and people are starting to become unwell as the kids get all these kinds of germs and stuff from school. They bring it to their parents and everything, and I start to see it show up in my clients. Like this morning, for instance, my second client for the day, they have COVID in their household. I have another client, he got COVID last week and is unwell. A couple of other people I know that aren't clients, but I know them through clients, have had COVID for a while, and they're really suffering the consequences. They're a little bit older. And so it's emerging, colds and flus are emerging. I've got people that their work is impacted by staff that are off crook with RSV, COVID, cold flus. And so Saturday, I was in the car and we're doing a news update and saying that there's a 30% increase in the number of hospitalizations because of COVID over the past week. And so somebody from the government, I don't know whether it was the health minister or just the spokesperson or I've forgotten the name of our blooming, the leader of the state. And it was Daniel Andrews during the course of all the COVID stuff, and now it's someone else. And so it's a lady, can't think of her name, Jacinda Allen. And anyway, someone comes out and said, at this stage, there's going to be no increase in, changes that the public need to make as a result of COVID. And so what I'm thinking when I hear that is, what are you talking about at this stage? Like, what they're hinting at is that there's going to be some, potentially some reintroduction of some mandates around some health protocols in Victoria because of COVID. It's like, okay, so are we going to get to the stage where you're going to lock us down again? That was my first thought. And I'm like, okay, I think you would have an absolute mutiny and no one would comply, apart from the hospitals, with a future lockdown. If you said that you're going to lock everybody down because of COVID again, I don't think there's anybody that would comply. Now, I would do whatever they said needed to happen. But could you just imagine that no one else in the world has locked down their city for COVID in the last however many years. And then Melbourne would come out and say, do something like that, or start to reintroduce the social distancing or wearing masks in public and stuff. I mean, you would just have an absolute outcry. And I just think, what did you not learn from our last experience? And where did those words come from? Like, who wrote that for you to say? Because I think that's appalling to create that sense of potential fear in people, anxiety, where you've still got people from a mental health perspective that are really struggling since coming out of all the lockdowns and what the permanent impact that has had on them, to now say something like that. I say, you haven't learned anything. Like, why? Why would you do that? And so then I got to think about what are you doing in your life where you just keep redoing the same thing over and over? Or you may not be redoing it on a daily basis, but things that you know better for, but you keep doing the same mistakes. And where most people tend to do that is with their health and wellness. So most people know that, well, I should move a little bit more. I should get to the gym, do some strength training. I should eat better. And yet most people don't. Most people just keep doing the same thing over and over, go for a period of time where maybe they're a little bit focused, but then quickly fall back into those old habits and say, well, this is just where I'm meant to be. You know, I'm meant to be overweight. I'm meant to be whatever it is that you language to yourself that, you know, my health is suffering because of, well, it's genetics, it's this, oh, my parents did this, my parents did that. Yeah, okay, well, smoking isn't genetic. You just are not using your willpower to make a change. You're not focusing on a bigger picture, a greater goal, so that you can not have the health and wellness outcomes that you're having. And it shows up for people 20, 30 years later in ways that they really don't like. And then it's potentially too late. It's too late because the illness, whatever it is so far ingrained in you now that you can't just remove it. It doesn't mean you can't do something positive about it, but it may be too late to stop it. You've perhaps caused yourself to have an illness or disease that was preventable. And I find disappointing is what needs to happen in your life for you to start to make a different decision. When are you going to learn from your past mistakes to say, yeah, that causes me so much pain, heartache, whatever, that I'm never going to do that again, and I'm going to change things forever so that I get completely different outcomes. When you look at it from like it's happening to someone else, perhaps you come up with you would do this or you would do that, or why would you do that? Like, I was out when I started my walk, the sun is up now, the sun wasn't up. And so, I don't know, it's like 6:30 it was. And I can smell people smoking in their backyards. It's like, really? So you've probably just gotten up and you think, yep, I need to have a cigarette. Now I get that it's an addiction, but I'm holding my breath as I'm walking past these houses thinking, I don't want to suck in your secondhand smoke. And how is that a great start to your day? And yet they probably know it, but they keep doing it over and over again, causing themselves potentially lung cancer and a whole other range of issues that come with not having good lung capacity. But they keep doing it. We can all do better. But until you realize, you take stock of the fact that, and if you saw somebody else doing that, you'd say, oh, yeah, why are you doing that? And so we'll have a look at what you're doing in your life. Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep drinking your energy drinks or soft drinks or drinking so much coffee or drinking so much alcohol or eating certain types of foods? Why do you keep buying your lunch every day when you could be making something more healthy? Why are you not eating enough veggies? You know that, oh, you should eat more. We just say, oh, yeah, I just don't like vegetables. No, you just don't like the vegetables perhaps that you're eating or the way that they're prepared, but we need them as part of being a human to be healthy and to cleanse our body from the inside out and feed our body nutrients and all that kind of stuff. And people say, oh, I don't have enough time. Well, you make time. I can do it. A very hectic schedule. You can do it too. You're just choosing not to. You're just coming up with a different dialogue. And then some people find that they'll then be with a partner that has a similar mindset. And so now you're both kind of feeding each other's toxicity for improvement, and you come up with a dialogue that, well, we're just so busy, too tired, whatever, to do that, and we'll just make it okay and just, you know, have our health deteriorate together. It's like some sort of matrimonial disharmony. We've got to learn. We've got to learn from the past mistakes, and it's all on you. You know, you have the ability to do it. It's just that you're choosing not to. So why not stop, do an assessment of your life. Yesterday I talked about critical thinking. Think about all those things that just you could do better at. Think about all the improvements that you could have. Think about where you are and then imagine an extra 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%, 100% improvement in that particular area from where you are right now. Imagine if you had 100% more wealth than you do now. What would that look like? What would that feel like? Well, don't just go and buy a lottery ticket. You've got to work for it. You've got to make success. Imagine if you had 100% more energy than you do right now. And you think, well, that's too big a challenge. Well, you start small. You start by introducing little habits. And any amount of success that you're going to have is not going to happen just overnight. You have to build the habits yourself. I'm just telling you through these podcasts what the habits are that you need to do. Then it's up to you to go and do them. I can't do them for you. I can coach you and hold you accountable to doing them, but you are the one that has to do the work. And most people aren't. Most people just complain about why they don't have the results that they want. But I know that's not you, because if you've been listening this far and you're a long-term listener, then you are taking the action, you are doing the work, and you will get the results. So that is my thought for the day. Now, if you want to connect with me, you go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You opt in for a free consult there, and then we tackle whatever is your biggest challenge right now with your health, your wellness, your mindset, and we build you from the inside out. See you tomorrow.